Hi, I'm Lucy James, and I listen to the 1UP Gaming Podcast.
Hi, I'm Keith Allen, and I play Murphy on Z Nation, and I listen to 1UP Gaming Podcast.
Welcome to our podcast. We've got a lot to say about all the latest games you're gonna wanna play. We'll tell you what's on Xbox, PS3, PC, and more. We'll chat about some random stuff till you're rolling on the floor. This is 1UP Gaming. Sit back and grab a drink. It's time to give a listen to what we have to think.
Hi, welcome to the 1UP Gaming Podcast. Me, David, here again. Episode 271. Please visit the website, 1upgaming.co.uk. Got another website where you can buy t-shirts, mugs, posters, things like that. And that's ougtech.co.uk. The sponsor of this show is a music album available from like Amazon, available from Apple Music, a stream available from like Spotify, things like that. And that's Games Inspired Music. So that is the really lame, rubbish intro. Happy Halloween. It was only a few days ago. Well, something like that. So I guess we'll just go straight into the games that we've had a quick go on this week. And the first game, I hate the title of this, it's so, does not run off the tongue. Olympic Games Tokyo 2020, the official video game. And this one, it's made by Sega. It's kind of a more realistic sort of game than the Mario and Sonic All-Stars. Was it All-Stars or just Mario and Sonic at the Olympics? Something like that. And it's still got the cartoonified characters. It's got a suit that you can have where it's a full-on Sonic costume. It looks funny. It looks like a man in a costume. It's really funny. But it's got loads of events. Football, soccer, skating, running, cycling, swimming. It's got all the like the high jumps, the long jumps, the 100 metres, hurdles. Oh, it's got loads and loads of things. Really fun game, really good. You can probably pick it up really cheap now because the Olympics is over and these sort of games don't sell outside of the Olympics. Next game that I played this week was a collection called Zombies Ate My Neighbours and Ghoul Patrol. Now, when I was a wee kid, I remember playing Zombies Ate My Neighbours on the, I think we had it on the SNES or the Mega Drive, can't remember. It was, well, I had a Mega Drive too, so I probably had it on the Mega Drive. It's a over-the-top shooter sort of game where you got to try and collect sort of innocent people and kill the zombies. So you have to collect keys and cards to get through doors and save people before the zombies find them. And you get like, say there's five people to find, you find the five available and then a door opens and you go to the next level. It's a fun little game. The Ghoul Patrol I've never played before. I believe it's its unofficial or the sequel to the game. But for some reason they added momentum to the characters. So if you're moving one way and try to turn round, you still move that way for a little bit as if you're on ice until your body moves back the way you want to go. And I just felt it wasn't as split second immediate as the old one. So I never quite liked the Ghoul Patrol game as much as the original. It looks nicer, but it just doesn't play as well. But as a collection, it's not bad and it's really cheap. I'd recommend it. It's a nice little set of games. Next up, Circuit Superstars. Now, I remember getting an email message about this a few weeks ago saying, do you want to be a Formula One driver and all this, that, and the other? So I thought, oh, I'll give it a quick go. And it looks as if the developers have seen how big the Art of Rally became a couple of years ago. And these guys have made a similar sort of Micro Machine-esque sort of game. But the camera perspective seems to be much more fixed. Like the old, oh, completely going to blank on the name now, but the old 1989, there was like, oh, was it Ivan Summits? There was like a off-road trucker sort of game, and there was also Super Sprint, was it? It was more like a Formula One sort of game. Very top down, you just pressed accelerate and left and right, and had to go around like a figure of eight circuit. Or this seems very similar to that. The graphics are much better, but they're still very cutified. So the cars are very squidgy, not squidgy, very, they look like little tiny bubbles, you know, they're proper squidged in, squashed in. I weren't a big fan of the fact that the handling doesn't seem as immediate as I would like. And, but that's just me. It might be better to some people to feel a bit more grounded. But for me, if you're going for that sort of style, I want a bit more movement in the cars. And they seem to be like on a pivot point in the middle. So you're not turning the wheels to turn the car, you're just turning the car. And if you turn too much, you go into a spin. It's all right. I think it's about £15 to buy, so it's not exactly expensive. But the game itself, I don't know, just didn't quite click with me. I might give it another go sometime, but as it stands, it just didn't click. The next game that I played, and I only bought this because I wanted the new Football Manager mobile game, but it turns out that Sports Interactive have cancelled all the Android and the iOS ports of the game. So I bought the game on Steam so I can play it on my MacBook and my PC. And so that should be quite good. And I've not played it yet. I've just downloaded it, saved the save file, and then turned it off, and I've been busy as hell at work. So hopefully I'll be able to sit down and give that a good go sometime soon. Next game, Doctor Who and the Lonely Assassins. It's them, I didn't know what this was. I just saw it for about £3 to £5, I think it was, on the Xbox store. So I thought, oh, I'll give that a go. It might be like a really good, cheap 3D sort of game with the, is it the Weeping Angels? Where the, if you look, the standstill, but if you look away, the come to you or something, I don't know. And it's a goddamn mobile port, isn't it? So it is literally just a mobile phone slapped into the middle of the screen with a nice background on the back. And you're just reading text off the screen and doing little puzzles. So on the Xbox, it's rubbish. You need a touch interface instead of a little cursor going around. But I'd have a guess, if you can get it on your iOS or your Android phone, it'll be a good little time killer. It seemed quite interesting to do, very simple, probably made for the younger teen demographic. So for me, it's probably the right sort of mental sort of age. Again, it didn't look great, but it's just trying to emulate like a mobile phone sort of screen and stuff. So give it a go. It might be, might get into it. The more you read, the more you do. Next game, a game called Grey Lancer. And this one was, I think it's a side-on shoot-em-up, very similar to like, the R-Type sort of game. And yeah, it is a good, good game. Very hard, died all the time. There's bullets all over the screen, so you class it as a bullet hell game. Looks nice, no slowdown, no hitching. You can have like your little side pod armor thing that you collect that goes around your ship, either fires where you're firing, fires the opposite way you're firing, or it continuously spins round, firing all directions. So there's a lot of strategy, a lot of depth involved in this game. It's nice, very 8-bit style graphics, but it's 8-bit style, stylized, because this would never be done, on, not even on a 16-bit machine. The speed and the everything that's happening on screen just wouldn't happen. And the very last game that I've played this week was a game that I downloaded ages ago, and it had like a 10-hour trial, I think it was, called Hell Let Loose. And I downloaded it, I turned it on. It came on saying, do you want to play a cross-play? So I thought, oh, that'd be good. I'll be able to play against PC, PS4, you know, like loads and loads of players on it. So I clicked yes, went onto it. And the first 5 minutes, I was searching for a match, nothing happened. Went back off, went back onto it again. Finally, a match came on that I came into, and I was randomly walking around this big open world, and I couldn't see what the hell was happening. And I think I eventually saw two different people, or three different people, but one was frozen, so I killed them just to put them out of the misery. And there was one that I followed that hit a landmine, and the next one, they were in a mobile Jeep tank thing that they drove past. But I didn't get into a firefight or nothing, so I turned it off. So please let me know in the comments if the game's worth playing again, or if it's just dying and I just delete it and don't bother with it anymore. But that's the games we've been playing this week. Thank you for watching. We're going to have a quick break, come back with the news. It's been me, David, from One Up Gaming, episode 271. So stay tuned, back in a minute.
Welcome to Balls for Brooklyn, the greatest meatballs in Brooklyn. Our chefs are fantastic, and they can give you a ruddy good meal, I tell you that. Chef Phil, he is fantastic. Gwen from Queens is brilliant. And Petey, the fruit guy, is delicious. Stuff our balls in your face and taste it as it goes down. There's nothing weird about this. And if you want salad, you can leave. We don't want your kind in here. Please come to Balls for Brooklyn. Please visit ballsforbrooklyn.com. Also, visit www.facebook.com/ballsforbrooklyn. If you don't, you don't want to find out what will happen.
And we're back, it's me David, One Up Gaming, episode 200. Put these silly teeth back in. Episode 271 of the One Up Gaming podcast, thank you all for coming back. And it looks as though the developers of the Pokemon Go, I think it was it Go? App, the Niantic, their augmented reality version of Harry Potter, so the Harry Potter Wizards Unite game is set to shut down in, I think, it's pretty soon. Is it like 2022, January sort of time? So, yes, due to shut down next year, will not be downloadable after December 2021. So, yeah, so it'll shut down January 31st, 2022. So, I'm just trying to see when it actually came out. It looks like it generated almost, or is that the, there we go. Yeah. So Pokemon Go has accumulated nearly 5.5 billion over its lifespan. And so I guess they don't need the Harry Potter sort of thing. But we'll have a quick look at the next bit of news. Where is it? So it looks as though Microsoft have announced their gaming strategic alliance with Sega. they're going to work together as part of a Super Game Initiative. But it sounds as though, if you read into the details, it doesn't really say Xbox or anything. It just says Microsoft. And they're going to be built on Microsoft Azure Cloud Platform. So, who knows if it's going to be games that Sega are going to be releasing for Microsoft, or if it is just the fact that Sega are using Microsoft's cloud-based servers to do multiplayer bits, to coordinate with their game development, to, you know, to do lots of stuff that you just don't know in the background of stuff. Hopefully, some nice games will come out of it, but we never know. So the next bit of news, Nintendo hacker Gary Bowser pleads guilty on piracy charges. So he pleaded guilty to multiple charges of hacking against Nintendo. He's been ordered to pay $4.5 million and he faces up to 10 years in jail. So it looks like he was part of the team that was like using websites to get pirated games, rip the ROMs, put them on and give them available to download for people. So yeah, so he's been working with the team executor since 2013. So I'll put a bit of text on the screen now so you can read through the details, because it's a lot of stuff to read through and I am not going to read through all that. So it looks as though there is a solo Donkey Kong movie reportedly in the works, and Seth Rogen is set to reprise his upcoming role as the iconic Nintendo character. It's been written by American IGN, because in the UK Nintendo wasn't that big, and a lot of the old franchises back in the late 80s, early 90s were not massive. But anyway, so Seth Rogen's going to be the Donkey Kong, so hopefully this will be a few nice movies coming from the Nintendo side of things. Again, there's not much news, so we'll just skip on to the next bit of news. And it says, World of Warcraft game director says, removal of poorly aged WoW content isn't a smokescreen. We understand that we're not fixing systematic injustice by changing an emote in World of Warcraft. Yeah, it's one of those things which I don't get. It's like the original, the 70s or 80s version of Flash Gordon. Like the one that had all the Queen music in that I loved as a kid. It was amazing. They've now had to, when they've re-released it on streaming platforms, can't remember if it was on Disney or if it was on one of the others, but they've had to have a title card at the beginning to apologise for the fact that Ming the Merciless is a white actor, but he's got the eyebrows done and the dress as if he's like a Chinese warlord sort of thing from like 18th century or 16th century, something stupid, probably like 12th century. But for me, it's like, he's not playing a Chinese warlord. He's playing a different world character, not a human being. So who knows if characters that were white dressed like that on their planet, that's their planet, they can do what they want. I really don't get it, but I do understand if some things look a bit in poor taste now, yeah, by all means try and cut things, as long as it's not stuff that's important to the game. But it is just weird. So keeping on with the Blizzard sort of stuff, it's been announced now that Overwatch 2 and Diablo 4 will be delayed. The Blizzard is saying that delaying the upcoming sequels will give the teams extra time to develop long-term support. To develop long-term support? No, I should just develop the game and then do the support afterwards. But I don't know. So yeah, so it looks like... Oh, God. So it looks as though Overwatch 2 and Diablo 4 were both scheduled to be in 2022, but that is no longer the case after delay. While they never had official release dates, they were still targeting 2022, but now both titles are expected in 2023 or beyond. I guess that's because half the teams have gone and they've had to quickly hasten some other stuff to get the games up and going. So anyway, enough of all that rubbish. Battlefield 2042 is getting a 10-hour trial for EA Play and Game Pass members, which is part of the norm, really, with all big EA games. So that'll be coming November 12th. So that's pretty soon. That's probably by the time this has gone up. So hopefully Battlefield 2042 has been playing mint. No issues with servers and no crashes and all that sort of stuff. I've never played the beta of Battlefield 2042. I haven't really played a Battlefield game since Battlefield 2 on the original Xbox, I think I had it. Was it the original? Or was it one of the first games on the Xbox 360? I can't remember. It's that long ago. But I don't know. I'm not a big first person sort of team on team game. I'm more into the single player stories and every man for himself. In other words, if you see something, you kill it. So next up, it looks as though with the rumours, Quake, there's a Quake reboot, is Bethesda's next big Xbox exclusive first person shooter. So it looks as though ID Software moving from Doom with the Doom Eternal, and they're going to go to Quake after job postings suggest that might be the case. So yeah, we'll have a see what happens there. Next up, it looks as though the Nintendo Switch N64 controllers are sold out until 2022. Players have complained that some Nintendo 64 games are hard to play with Joy-Cons, but that may be the only option for some time. Yeah, it's another woe is me Nintendo problems. I really don't like the fact that Nintendo get a free pass with a lot of stuff. Like, the controller drift, they should have been ridiculed. I mean, it's new enough every single controller is knackered. And for some reason, the press don't do a lot about it. They just sort of like report it every now and again. But for me, they should have been recalled and redesigned and given away for big, given back free. But that's me. Next up, it looks like Chris Pratt, that is in everything now, is also going to be going to voice Garfield in an upcoming animated film, making him 2 for 2 on iconic characters. Again, I don't think Garfield's that big in the UK. So he's previously been confirmed as the voice of Mario in the upcoming Mario movie. Well, Nintendo movie. So this movie is being written by David Reynolds, who previously wrote Finding Nemo. Mark Dinkle will direct. Previously worked on Emperor's New Groove and Chicken Little. And Sony Pictures will distribute the movie. Then it goes on about Garfield. Debuted in 1978. He's a lazy cat who loves lasagna and hates Mondays. All the other bits and bobs. Read more if you're interested in that sort of thing. Last bit of news I've got. It's just been confirmed. The Xbox games for Gold for November 2021 announced. It looks as though Microsoft have revealed games for Gold lineup for next month. The lineup includes Moving Out, Kingdom 2 Crowns, Rocket Knight, and Lego Batman 2 DC Superheroes. Anyway, Movie Night will be available the entire month, while Rocket Knight will be free from November the 1st to the 15th, and the other two games will be available from November 16th to the 30th. And yeah, so that is that. So I watched the new Dune movie, and how can I describe this? It's very similar in the mold of the Blade Runner style movies, where not a lot happens. It's so eye candy everywhere. It looks stunning, but it's just enough to keep you going, just enough to make you think the next set piece, the next background, it just looks amazing. I had a hoot watching it. I loved it. It was amazing. Very long. I think it's about 2.5 or 3 hours. I can't remember now. And it's only part one, so it just basically cuts off halfway through the what they're thinking of doing. And the next movie's not coming out until another 2 years. So watch the rest of this trailer. It's amazing. And then I will come back with this week's top 40 sort of games. None of your ancestors learned.
My father rules an entire planet.
He's losing it.
He's getting a richer one.
He'll lose that one too. Arrakis is a death trap.
This is an extermination.
They're picking my family off one by one.
Let's fight like demons.
An animal caught in a trap will gnaw off its own leg to escape. What will you do?
I know you.
One day, the legend will be born. All of civilization depends on it.
The future, I can see it. I must not fear. Fear is the mind killer.
My Lord Duke.
Where the fear is gone, only I will remain.
Go, go, go!
So this week's top 40 games, do you know what, while I'm sort of doing all this, I will screen record it and then start recording. Alright, so the top 40 this week, so at number 40, Paw Patrol the Movie, Adventure City Calls. Number 39, Mario Golf Super Rush. 38, Lego DC Super Villains. 37, Red Dead Redemption 2. 36, Lego Jurassic World. 35, Deathloop. 34, The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword. Number 33, Back for Blood. 32, Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba The Kinoshigahara Chronicles. I have no idea. I've just heard it advertised all the time and it's annoyed me. 31, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate. Number 30, Super Mario Party. Number 29, Super Mario Odyssey. I hate the way Nintendo is like 80% of all these lists. 28, Luigi's Mansion 3. 27, Just Dance 21. 25, NBA 2K22. 24, The Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. 23, The Legend of Zelda. No, number 23, Minecraft Dungeons. 22, Pokemon Sword. 21, The Dark Pictures Anthology, House of Ashes. 20, Sonic Colors Ultimate. 19, Hot Wheels Unleashed. I've just bought that, so I'll be giving that a quick go soon. Number 18, Marvel's Avengers. Number 17, Spider-Man Miles Morales. 16, Harry Potter Lego Collection. Or Lego Harry Potter Collection. 15, Metroid Dread. Fourteen, Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart. 13, Resident Evil Village. 12, F1 21. Just bought that, so I'll give that one a quick go. 11, Assassin's Creed Valhalla. Number 10, Super Mario 3D World plus Bowser's Fury. Number 9, Grand Theft Auto 5. Number 8, Riders Republic. Number 7, Minecraft. Number 6, Animal Crossing New Horizons. Number 5, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Number 4, Far Cry 6. Number 3, Mario Party Superstars. Number 2, Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy. It's nice to see that come straight up there. And number 1, FIFA 22, that's in the chat this week. At number 1. So thank you to GFK Entertainment for their software charts, all formats. So that is that. So I guess I'll just come back. Well, I won't come back. I'll just say thank you for watching. It's been me, David, One Up Gaming, episode 271 of the One Up Gaming podcast. Please go to our website, oneupgaming.co.uk. Go to our Patreon site, which is patreon.com/OUG. We have bits on bluecyborg.com. Just search One Up Gaming. The music album, Games Inspired Music, is available now. If you buy that, 20% of each sale will go to the Child's Play charity. We have our first 100 podcasts available on, or from, audiobooksontape.com. It's £9 plus £1 of that sale will go to Diabetes UK. We have Amazon links on the website. If you buy anything from Amazon, click on the website, oneupgaming.co.uk, click the link. You just get directed to Amazon, buy what you're buying, and we get a small little 10% thing, or like a couple of quid, just for advertising Amazon and on the website. We're on Facebook, we're on YouTube, just search One Up Gaming. We're on Twitch, it's twitch.tv/OUGOfficial. We're going to tweet us, it's @OUGOfficial. Email us, contact@oneupgaming.co.uk. And if you want to subscribe to the podcast, please subscribe, give 5 stars, positive feedback. Or if you're watching this on YouTube, please subscribe to the YouTube channel. Thank you. I guess that'll do for episode 271. It's been me, David, saying thank you all. Have a great week. Goodbye.
So, if you're looking for some amazing, fully illustrated children's books, look no further, as we have a few from MC Jackson. Now, these books are all cute and engaging, and they're a great read for children and adults. They're beautifully illustrated, and they're designed to capture the imagination of every child that will read the books. So basically, we have Sparky Saves George from a Wild Boar, which this is, as you can guess, it's about a little dog. George and Sparky is about a boy who has a pet puppy that he believes can protect him from dangers. Sparky ends up rescuing George from a possible attack from a wild boar and is seen by George as a superhero. So that's a nice heartwarming tale. Next up, we have the Renner the Raccoon. Now, Renner Raccoon's visit to the lake is about a young female raccoon that gets caught up in the joys and fantasies of a lake. She is in her own little wonderland until her parents responsibly come to get her. So, not giving much away with that one. The next one is My Big Red Furry Kitten. The cover is quite sweet, a little ball of yarn. So this book, My Big Red Furry Kitten, is about a kitten of unusual size and thicker than normal fur. She has a dog for a playmate and she appreciates her owner very much. She is a happy kitty. So again, not really giving much away of the story or content there. And the last one we have here is Rob and the Bottlenose Dolphin. So this one is about a little boy who falls asleep on a cruise liner and has a fantastic dream until his father wakes him up. So as you can imagine, lots of fun happening there. So as I say, these are really nice children's fully illustrated books. Now, you can get them basically at the moment through, I think it's Amazon for like the Kindle and things like that. And they're basically $2 each, so not very much. So for us in the UK, I'd have a guess it'd work out about £1.40, £1.30 each. So again, very little for them. So if you would like to find out more, here is the website, https://media/set/question mark/set=a.910060731.10737418304698349304. The symbol for and then type equals 3.
So you like technology? Almost Better Than Silence is a new podcast where we talk about gaming, hacking, and technology. We also do interviews, news, and random topics like movies, anime, TV, graphic novels, and more. We're also developing a mobile game where we'll keep listeners updated throughout that process. So please download and subscribe to the Almost Better Than Silence podcast today!
Hey guys, Justin here. I just wanted to say that I've been thinking about you. I've been thinking about you a lot. Yes, you in particular, in that way. And I wanted to say, I think you're great. I've always said that about you. And I was wondering, if you think we're great, if you could give us a quick rating on iTunes, we'd really appreciate it. It would really, really help us out in that, you know, podcasty sort of way. And if you're feeling particularly festive, perhaps even a little saucy, maybe stop by our Patreon page at www.patreon.com/OUG and see if you can't slip a few bucks our way. After all, every little penny or whatever space money they use in Europe helps out the show. Thanks for listening. OUG Gaming will always be free, but with your support, we can always move forward and always be better.